This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
InfoWars Nightly News anchor David Knight, also co-host of this radio transmission, will be coming in studio. There is a soft coup. That's not the proper term. A stealth coup, because there's nothing soft about it, other than they don't have the normal, you know, everybody getting their heads blown off. There is a stealth coup, similar to the one removing Hosni Mubarak 5 years ago when he wouldn't support turning al-Qaeda loose in Libya. There is a stealth coup that's taken place. The president was held overnight. The military has basically taken control of Greece. The EU has been handed all the assets, basically, that Greece has, the bank accounts, everything of private citizens that have already paid taxes. This is the model of globalism. It is epic. It is legendary. It is stunning. It is the blueprint. This has been done in Africa. This has been done all over Latin America. And it's going to be done here. So David Knight's going to be joining us, and then I will start going to your phone calls for the balance of the transmission. There is so much I haven't gotten to yet. New Zealand HPV vaccine has done this to my child, another paralyzed girl. That was in the trials 10 years ago that it paralyzed and killed people. It's been outlawed in Japan, outlawed in India. They are injecting in what's four different Latin American countries, including Mexico, every girl by law by the age of 12, but they start at 9. And, you know, I just wish all these fancy pants people like Robert Rodriguez, who is so racist he will not hire basically anybody, and I know multiple insiders inside who are Hispanic and are shocked by it. That's how we got the script to Machete beforehand. They went, he's loco, he's crazy, he blows up all the time, he used to be really nice, he meets at the White House constantly, he started this new network where he won't hire anybody who isn't Hispanic, which is discriminatory, but see, notice it doesn't work that way. I'll just hire anybody as long as they get the job done and are nice. I don't care if there was people with green skin on this planet that could do a good job. I'd have a bunch of green aliens walking around here. But the point is that, I mean, I wish he'd warn Hispanics not to take the damn shot. But see, no, don't do that. I mean, I want to just overturn this table and start screaming to get people's attention not to give the Gardasil to girls in Mexico, which they go, oh, to stop papilloma. 4,000 people die a year from papillomavirus in the United States, 4,000 women roughly. In Mexico, it's a couple thousand. Look up. Don't believe me. 4,000 out of 110 million. Well, no, it's 330 million here, 4,000. Something like 2,000 out of 110 million. That's one of the rarest cancers in Mexico. You got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice. Yeah, there it is. Merck's former doctor predicts that Gardasil will become the greatest medical scandal of all time. Debilitating diseases that could be attributed directly to the vaccination. Health impact news. But it doesn't matter because it's so bad it'll be covered up because it's too big to fail. See, that's the thing. My dad used to explain to me growing up in Dallas, watching the savings and loans crisis and the rest of it. He said, son, don't ever steal because we're an honorable family. But he said, if you ever do steal, don't steal small, steal big. If you steal $1 billion, they'll make you a senator. If you steal $100, they'll put you in jail. I said, what do you mean? He goes, read this book by Zygmunt Brzezinski. And I read it, The Technotronic Era, where it's all explained. How they run the narcotics, how they run the flesh trade, how they run it all. The people that run this government, let me explain something to you. You think they're wimps? When they're trying to teach kids how to wear rainbow flags, that's just to neutralize you and make you be obsessed with some right they don't care about one way or another. While you're dancing around with rainbow flags, my revolution worldwide, they are poisoning you. They are grabbing little kids, putting them on C-130s and flying them in to all different torture centers around the world where rich people will pay $500,000 to torture them to death. And I'm sorry to be this hardcore. It's just you better wake up, you better grow up, you better stop being idiots if you're a new listener. because the truth is hardcore, and only the truth will set us free. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Inside the Greek Coup, straight ahead with David Knight.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed. And just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the last hour, I broke down the big threat to humanity. A scientific technological elite that has seized control of the brain trust of the West and our treasure and our arms and our knights to launch evil wars across the planet against enemies they've helped create and foster to destroy our name, to destroy our treasure, but to also establish a planetary government on the ashes of that. The TPP is secret. Three sections are public that were leaked. Draconian takeover of free speech, banking, private property, local hospitals, a total control of society. You expand from there. Greece has a historic no vote. And now their president was basically held overnight. Suddenly we hear in the morning that, oh, there is a deal, despite how the people voted. And the infrastructure is being handed over to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others that control the EU. The EU is designed to take over nations and bankrupt them. It was Goldman Sachs and others that helped get Greece into the euro and lied about the debts to, again, position them. This is economic conquest in their own words. This has come out in the Economic Forum minutes. It's come out in the World Bank and IMF documents. This is a predatory fact. Yes, it's true. that the country had socialist politicians put into power to maneuver them towards being dependent. But the lion's share of the debt is derivatives they've been signed on to. So the point is, they will never emerge from economic bondage if they're unable to self-determine. So now their vote of the people in the birthplace of people power, Greece, has been overrun and overruled, and it's not even really in the news. Or it's a footnote in the Wall Street Journal or a footnote in AP. Oh, overnight a deal was struck for the entire infrastructure, the national parks, the islands, the airports, the roads. It'll all now be in secret meetings given away at pennies on the dollar as a direct tax by the banks. Oh, and capital controls for 6 months. Oh, and direct taxes out of your paycheck to private banks. This is direct payment to the mega banks. What did they call for 3 years ago at Davos? London Independent headline. Soros and others want $100 trillion a year liquidity. Davos is the headline, wants $100 trillion every decade to be paid to them. This is true corporate, private, global governance, and is the model that will then take down Spain, Portugal, Ireland, Italy, then France, then the UK. And this is the direct plan. We broke this down in my film Endgame 8 years ago. Just to document that this is not us speculating on current events. We predicted it all. David Knight has got a stack of breaking news on this front. David, I got to tell you, the most amazing facet of all this for me is that it's not in the headlines. Stealth coup in Greece. We need to get our writers on this now to get an article out, because no one else, it seems, there are a few Greek newspapers saying it. This is unprecedented. And the people are saying, why do we even vote a week ago, Sunday? Well, a week later, boom, what happened? Chronicle it right now, David Knight.
Well, there is a hashtag, Alex, out there, hashtag this is a coup. And the former finance minister, Varoufakis, has said that he compared it to the 1967 coup d'etat that installed the military dictatorship in Greece. He says, in the coup d'etat, the choice of weapon used in order to bring down democracy then was tanks. This time, it is the banks. The Financial Times has dubbed it the most intrusive economic supervision program ever mounted in the EU. This is a situation, Alex, where they're going to be raising pensions. They're going to be cutting pensions. They're going to be raising taxes. They're going to raise the retirement age. They're even telling them, Alex, that they've got to work longer hours. They're going to the EU is saying you're going to have to get rid of those laws that say that stores can't be open on Sundays. This harkens back to what Jeb Bush just said this last week. The media softened it. They said, well, he said people need to work longer hours. He just meant that they need to have the opportunity to work longer hours. That's not where these people are coming from. And the real concern is that over the will of the people, I mean, a week ago, we were all excited. We saw the Greek people say,
oh, we knew they were going to strike back and Curtin M.O. wrote, they're going to launch a coup.
Yeah, yeah. We saw the Greek people say, Moulin Labe, come and take it in defiance. This week, we see after they browbeat the prime minister of Greece, he says, come and take it in a supine position. They said two different reports said he looked like a beaten dog after he came out of these meetings.
Absolutely. Whenever Nigel Farage, the leader of UKIP in the EU Parliament, said, you know, you've done the right thing, but now they're going to come after you. You need to devalue currency now. Folks will want to come there because it's cheap. You're going to be a slave forever if you don't do this. The EU is meant to destroy you. And then if we pull back and look at this, this is what the globalists have done in every other country. They're following a scenario here. Mm-hmm. And I want to put up the article that Curt Nemo wrote, Washington preparing Greek coup. That was on Tuesday, 2 days after they had the referendum. We had the article with the intel that they were preparing the coup. And what's wild is they admittedly have been preparing with NGOs coups inside Russia, and the Russians are not going to go along with this. So this is just incredibly dangerous. There's the headline from July 6th. U.S. preparing coup to prevent Greece from falling under Russian influence. So this Tuesday.
You know, a week ago, Alex, they were saying the Greek people rejected an $8.5 billion extended pretend loan. This week now, it is $86 billion total package that they're coming in. They are hammering these people to teach them a lesson. They had the audacity to say no to these people.
Well, we had the intel that they wanted them to actually vote no and that they were really getting them ready to shut them up.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to take $50 billion worth of hard assets. I think it's not only a financial move, but it's also, I think, symbolic. They're going to take their power generation stations. They're going to put it into a fund.
They're totally conquering them.
Yeah.
They're totally conquering them. And notice, just like all these other countries they've done it to, they'll never get out of it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then it'll make the culture go completely criminal, not paying taxes, drugs, prostitution, which the globalists will then launder and control as well. And they'll go the way of Mexico, the way of everybody else.
That's the way that it's always been. Going back to the World Bank, the IMF Fund, they were talking about how you're making loans to countries that's not about improving their infrastructure or the productivity. You're making loans to them to increase a welfare state because you're seeking rent. You want to turn them into renters.
Well, the IMF and World Bank are on record. They only give the money to their private global subsidiaries. They don't give the loans to the countries.
That's right.
They give the loans to their companies. And they go, we'll give a $2 billion loan to a national district for your water. If you give it to us, the water district, say, in one country I was reading was worth like $20 billion. They get it for a couple billion dollars, and then they still keep them in debt after the purchase for the maintenance of it and then double and triple water prices.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the opposite of privatization.
Well, Varoufakis had addressed, back in the middle of June, he had addressed a meeting, and he said, if you really want to pay off the private investors in Greece and Greek people who have loaned this money to the Greek people. He said he opposed this because he knew that they couldn't pay it. He knew that they were going into debt that they were not going to be able to get out of. He goes, but they've enacted these austerity programs, which make us even less able to pay the debt.
That's in the IMF World Bank plans leaked in 2002.
Exactly.
Is they raise the taxes so it's impossible. They already have huge taxes on tourism. They wanted to add another 15% VAT across the board, which will make it too expensive to go there.
Yeah,
I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. It'd be like telling a hamburger place, you got to charge $50 for a hamburger when your competitors' burgers are just as good for $7.
And they always love to pull this in when they've got a socialist government or when they got a Democrat in charge of the U.S. and president. They bring in the North American Free Trade Agreement, or they bring in the TPP, the TTIP, the Transatlantic Trans-Pacific Agreements, because they know that they're going to get a large part of that political party thinking, we're going to be protected because we've got a guy who's standing there for the people. Look at what Hugo Chavez did in Venezuela. The bankers are bragging about how they got 700% return from Venezuela because Hugo Chavez realized that their debt was most important, that they would get their money before he would get food, water, and medicine for his people. And that's precisely what has happened there. We're seeing the same kind of sellout from the socialists in Greece as well.
They always sell you out the worst from their jumbo jets and their red carpets. Now, remember, we saw thousands of trillions of fake fiat counterfeit that every country signed on to in 2008, another global governance move, as they threatened worldwide financial meltdown if we didn't. They dropped the stock market 35%. Everybody panics. We'll do whatever you want. They're given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars per megabank. They're given trillions in open window Federal Reserve money, 0% interest. And then they sit around lecturing everyone, saying, you've got to work more hours.
Yes.
It is simply insane, knowing that America has the hardest working people in the world if you work. If you work, they've got international studies. The working class in America, that means middle class as well, works on average 67 hours a week. The other average in Europe, something like 41. Now imagine, 41 hours isn't lazy. 67 isn't lazy. So they know those of us that are prideful, those of us that like to work, those of us that wouldn't be caught dead in a welfare line, they know those of us that don't want to figure out subsidies and play the games and take the politicians out, you know, out to dinner and give money to the mayor so they make me tax exempt locally. I mean, I've been told by tax lawyers that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you give political money, you go out to dinners, you do all this, and then you get to, I mean, it's insane. They know we won't do that, so they can just keep raising taxes, and we told everybody, they want digital money. They want to get rid of cash so they can shut down grassroots economies and so they can take over every single economy in the world and then just take the money out of your account. 6 months of capital controls. They're saying they're going to grab 30% out of everybody's bank accounts in Greece on top of their whole infrastructure. And you watch. We'll be here in 5 years talking about another bailout. In Germany, I'm going to hope to do one more segment, cover the other headlines. In Germany 3 years ago, they announced nationwide to women that have been out of work for more than a year and that are attractive. You go in to see the bureaucrat, and the bureaucrat tells you We've got a liaison in the legal brothel district. You're going to start having sex with 10 men a day. And they say, okay, because you've got to now pay back the welfare you've been paid. So even if you go to work, you got to pay us, and the government is now the pimp. So Rome, before it collapsed, they made the gentry, the patrician class, whore their wives out in public sex parties. This is where it's all going.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Jones here, back live. David Knight riding shotgun. I'm giving the numbers out at the end of this segment when we open the phones up. But globalism is a trap. The New World Order is a takeover. Everything they push is premeditatedly evil under a Machiavellian plan that the end justifies the means. We must break with the New World Order and everything it promotes. We must get back to human communities, true local sustainability, and an honor, a chivalry, or we're going to lose everything. I want to get back to what's happening in Greece, the model for the world. But first, here's Admiral Akbar on the Greece situation.
It's a trap.
Just thought we'd add that. Let's play it one more time for the kids out there watching.
It's a trap.
Maybe one more time. Because all of this is not a very good thing. And, you know, I'm trying to throw some levity in here. This is very, very sad. We got 5 minutes left in this segment, David. You got a bunch of articles. You've got the floor. I'm just very upset about this. Run over what's actually happening over there and the president disappearing overnight, the rest of it.
Well, you know, Alex, they had a 16 hours of negotiation. After 14 hours, the Greek prime minister and Angela Merkel, because this is really kind of a conflict between them primarily. It was the Germans that were really pushing this, especially Merkel.
Doesn't Germany owe Greece a bunch of money for invading them? They never had to pay reparations at the end of World War II for that.
That's right. The Nazis confiscated a massive amount of gold that they never repaid. And then afterwards, in 1953, Greece was a part of a large number of countries that forgave German debt after World War II. So, yeah, there's a couple of different issues like that. But they're not very forgiving about this because they are using this as a coup. That's what everybody is talking about. After 14 hours of negotiation, Alex, they got up to leave, and the president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said, sorry, but there's no way you're going to leave this room because they're not going to let this happen. You know, it was back in 1826 that somebody tweeted out on this hashtag, this is a coup. They said, this is a quote from John Adams in 1826. He said, there's two ways to conquer and enslave a nation. One is by the sword. The other is by debt. And that's precisely what we're doing. But this has an added dimension to it in the sense that we're going to see this just like the German invasion of Poland. People needed to understand that was a setting up a precedent of how the Germans were going to conduct themselves. This is how the globalist bankers who created the EU with the Bilderberg Group, I mean, there's a bunch of former Nazis who did that to start with. This is their plan for global domination, beginning in Europe and then moving elsewhere. It's this banker plan. Even though Greece is only about a 13th the size of the money that was lost in this Chinese stock market, it still establishes a lot of precedents, and we can see how
they're doing exactly what we said all these preparations were for.
Yes.
All the announcements, we got to get rid of cash, we got to get rid of barter, we got to shut down local sales, we got to stop, you know, the farmers markets, because they're getting ready for a depression. They want to social engineer us during the depression. It could backfire and ignite local commerce again. If that happens, that will screw up their technological technocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And the rise of the robots. They've got to get humans down on their knees. They've got to get us dependent.
The two things that I thought were so astounding about this particular agreement, too, Alex, was that, of course, they're taking 50-some-odd billion euros in terms of privatization companies, and they're going to put that into an investment fund. They say, well, it was a victory for the Greek prime minister that that fund is going to be based in Athens and not Luxembourg. But look, this is a crony capitalist fund. It is nothing but crony capitalism. As Max Kaiser pointed out, only the really big banks can even get an access to that. Everybody else will be sold shares.
The top three or four Greek oligarchs will be given entree into the slush fund, but no one else will.
That's right. And then, of course, the other part of it is, as the London Financial Times said, this is the most intrusive economic supervision program ever mounted in the EU. They're going to tell them how to raise taxes. They're going to cut their pensions. They're going to open up closed professions. They say they're going to change Sunday trading laws. Even milk producers and bakers will be under the regulation of Brussels.
And by the way, since I mentioned it earlier and it sounded so wild, well, they found a London Telegraph article, not the one I'd seen out of Der Spiegel a few years ago, but another one, even older, from 2005, London Telegraph, where a woman had lost her job as a waitress. And they said, okay, at the employment office, we're going to send you to work at a brothel. You're pretty hot. She said, no, I don't want to have sex with 10 men a day. That was what they wanted her to do. And so they kicked her off her welfare.
Yeah, yeah.
There's the headline. If you don't take a job as a prostitute, we can stop your benefits.
Yeah.
So I'm not joking. When I said in Rome, by the time it collapsed, they were making the Roman wives of the elite have sex at public brothels to raise money.
Absolutely. This is what this is leading to. And we can see this coming in by degrees as some of the people were writing. This is misery, humiliation, and slavery. We have to understand that serfs in medieval times paid 10, in some cases 15%. That's nothing. If we could get to that level.
I pay almost 70%.
Exactly.
Because I'm an actual business owner.
Exactly.
I mean,
so
it's a joke.
We're far worse off than the serfs and the slaves. And this is serfdom. This is slavery. This is a taking of sovereignty, not just humiliating them financially, but humiliating them in terms of...
It's unprecedented, and it's being prepared for everyone else.
That's right.
Who's hosting the news tonight, 7 o'clock?
I'll be.
All right, day of the night, tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv. I'll give the number up, your calls, and more news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother,
tell your children not to walk my way.
Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother,
that's how you get your kids to listen. You tell them they're not allowed to hear.
Mother,
can you keep them in the dark for life? Can you hide them from a waiting world?
Globalists don't want to take your daughter out tonight. But she's 18. They want to take a 5-year-old out today at school and put in their head whatever they want. That's not creepy. Oh, let me hear a little bit more of this. You want to find hell with me? Well, join the New World Order. Me, I'm going the opposite direction. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, We are here live. Appreciate you joining us today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Anthony Gucciardi is sitting right here next to me. I will do this. When he leaves, I'm going to open the phones up for the entire balance of the transmission on any subject we've raised. Total wild card, old-time callers, new callers, first-time callers. If you disagree, tell me. We'll shoot you to the head of the line. And, guys, there'll be so many calls on the screen. Just tell me the first five or six and point out to me if somebody disagrees. So I have a tendency not to read what they're calling in about. I just go to them just from the first to the last. So we're going to take your calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you here on the transmission, the radio/TV transmission. Don't forget, we have a free audio, video, podcast feeds, all of it, both live and the archives, at Infowars.com/show. And in a war, what are you doing to fight the tyrants? I think this show is one of the most aggressive wake-up calls, most accurate wake-up calls out there. I would be signing off on your emails, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your Instagrams with Infowars.com/show to find forbidden information. Key intel about the state of the world. Coming up, Anthony was in here going, man, you got to hit these headlines. Look at this stuff on your desk. I know. Taxpayers spend $3.5 million to find out why lesbians are fat. And then you see the joke headlines about, you know, $5 million for shrimp on treadmills. Well, actually, it was shrimp on Prozac on treadmills. And you ask, what is all this about? Well, I've been inside the secret areas, restricted areas of the University of Texas Psychology Department. That's basically, I told him this 12 years ago, and I was allowed in twice. And I had to wait until the guy left to go be at MIT before I could talk about it. It was part of the rule. He didn't even say where he went. He didn't think they could figure it out. But it was all about basically how to screw up human sexuality and just how to make us alone with no family when you're 65 so they can euthanize you. Because, see, they know no matter how much drugs, how much brainwashing, somebody kills your kid, somebody does something wrong to your family, you might fight back. And there's enough of us, even when they got the robot armies ready, they still might get defeated. And again, this is the end of humanity. Humans aren't going to go to space anymore. Military isn't. Forget just putting women in combat. That's just to get rid of the military and break it down. This is all the preparation. They didn't do it until they wanted to sabotage it. It is simply incredible. ISIS to send members of feared all-female police to Europe disguised as terrorists to attack holy sites and spark religious war against Christians. And they've been caught putting out new fake videos with the Pentagon. And again, not our average troops, but the criminal takeover artists that are in control. That's all coming up. The latest on Iran, the latest on Russia, huge video on Infowars.com. U.S. conspiring with Russian oligarchs to overthrow Putin, says Duma member. And I love, Watson wrote a great article, but I love how there's this 25-minute interview with one of the top guys in the Duma. And people say, is this true? It's on record the State Department's trying to overthrow Russia. It's on record they overthrew Ukraine. It's on record they're trying to overthrow all these other countries that surround Russia. They don't even deny it. And then even in Russia, the reporter's going, oh, yeah, what's your proof? Because it's a young trendy. And the guy keeps explaining, you understand this is 21st century war. I can't pick up the phone and call the media. Most of it's Western run. And let people know it's a war because we're designed to face tanks and soldiers, an exact quote of mine. This is the 21st century new war, covert. It's a roundtable British Empire model where they buy off your top 1,000 people, promise them seats in power when they take over, or if they fail on the coup day, they've got planes waiting to get them out. And you watch this video, it's everything. And that's what's crazy. The Russians aren't perfect, but at a primitive level, it's still male-driven, basically almost prehistoric, but super smart, super high IQs. Yeah, they're drunk. Yeah, they fight a lot. Yeah, I mean, whatever. The point is that Russians only wake up when they're under attack. And so that's historically known. And so they now have state-run TV going, the plan is to destroy our family. Here are the documents. The plan is to, you know, put stuff in the vaccines. They get it. because they already went through it under communism and their population went down by more than 30%. They've already been in the jaws of this forever. They've still got corrupt KGB people. They've still got socialism. They've still got problems. They've still got vestiges of it. But they really get what's going on. And when you get in the darkest levels of tyranny, light is that much brighter. And secretly, most of the former KGB people at the highest levels, Vladimir Putin and others, made pilgrimages to Alexander Solzhenitsyn and would basically, in closed-door meetings, break down and cry and apologize for their betrayal of Russia and finding out that oligarchs had financed the bring-down of Russia in 1917, British and U.S. banks, the Bolsheviks, 40,000 folks from New York City and New Jersey were brought in alone, and the Russians now get it. That's why they declassified 10 years ago the KGB files that McCarthy was right. So the truth is the globalists want to bring down Russia because who would have ever thought, and they're scared to death. I'm not lionizing them. They're corrupt. They've got problems. But they don't want to kill themselves. They don't want to have robots take over. They don't want to give up their humanity. So they got state-run media going. They do not want us to have children. They want you to be gay so you will not have children. Here's the document. We are not against gay people, but this is a plan. I mean, they're really, they will ban mother and father. That's now happening here. The nanny state is to make you totally subservient to phase you out. No dodgeball, no tag, no running, no shaking hands, no nothing. And so basically, even the Telegraph admits Russia collapsed. Much of that was real. But their KGB operatives in training, like a wind-up toy or an Echo, sleeper cells, are still operating. And let me prove this. Do you know who created the neocon movement that basically runs the Obama administration today and the Republican leadership? On record, look it up. Trotsky, Leon Trotsky, the number two guy in the Soviet Union under Lenin. Stalin didn't like him. Trotsky fled with hundreds of his operatives to Mexico, where he was killed with an ice axe. She used to chop up blocks of ice, paid by Stalin. When they failed, they all came to the U.S., got Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Ford funding because they just funded them 30 years before to go take over. They weren't running to the U.S. because it was that's where they came from. They originally came from Russia and Poland, were sent back over to take over. Stalin kicks them out. They come over here, and now they are the Republican Party. Hardcore Trotskyites. Hardcore. They give you the Patriot Act, everything else. I mean, we're in deep trouble. We are in deep, 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 deep trouble. And I only wish Stalin would have got all of them. I got to be quite honest. Trotsky, these people, that's some bold statement there, but I got to tell you, Stalin was horrible as hell as well. I wish he did. I mean, it's Hitler, all of them. I don't want economies based on this. The point is that we're in deep trouble. The neocons went and took over Harvard, and they went over and took over the Chicago Business School. This is all admitted. Ron Paul gave a 45-minute speech called Neocon back in like 2006, 2007. Go watch it, where he talks about all this. So you wonder why we're under this now. The Trotskyites have always wanted to destroy Russia. Take the member of Polish royalty, known as the Duke of the Milk Nobility. That's his title. Zbigniew Brzezinski absolutely hates the Russians, and his family had ties to the German backside of Poland in World War II. Same story yet again. Zbigniew Brzezinski wants to destroy Russia. And look, here's the deal, folks. The globalists hate America, too. They're shutting us down. We should be working with Russia in space exploration. We should be working with everybody. But no, the globalists want to bring down any sovereign, independent nation. And yes, the czars were corrupt. Yes, they were decadent. They were in their own world. They were more removed than anything. Their minions were corrupt. And they were taken out and executed by their cousins, the British royalty. In fact, the czar was almost an identical twin to the King of England. Look it up. Look up the czar next to his brother, the King of England. You could not tell the difference between them. They were so bred from the exact same German and Transylvanian bloodlines. No Russian in him. They were German royalty that had taken over all of Europe. There hasn't been British royalty in England, folks, since the Tudors. And so, by the way, I'm distantly related to all that. So you could say I'm as English as it gets. This is disgusting. Look at those two. You couldn't even tell the two apart. This is what breeding is, and they took them out. King of England is there with the bigger hat, and there's the Russian Tsar right beside him. All right, enough of that. I'm ranting. I'm going to stop right now. I'm very angry. I'm very upset. I've not plugged anything for an hour and 44 minutes, and I've got to fund this operation. We have the best quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have free shipping in the month of July. It is your direct funding getting high-quality products, whether it's high-quality storable foods or high-quality cook stoves or high-quality firearms accessories or high-quality books, videos, 25% off Molon Labe products, 10% off all the T-shirts, InfoWarsStore.com. But I've got Anthony Gucciardi in here because we've got good news. Prostagard has been sold out for, what, 2 months? It is the strongest, lowest price, hands down. We went through the industry to the three of the biggest manufacturers. We said we want something that has the most ingredients, the most concentrated, the cleanest, triple-tested, totally organic, at roughly half the price of the leading competitor. Men knew how important this was. Quite frankly, women should be taking this because it just affects a whole bunch of glands. This is one of the few products we have where even the U.S. government and the FDA admits this is proven to help the prostate. Prostagard is back at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call 888-253-3139. We are days away from selling out of X2. It appears that we may have procured more of the crystals. They're in transit right now. The purest form of iodine, if you want X2, InfoWarsLife.com. It still looks like it'll be 3 weeks till we get more Brain Force in. But of the 14 products, we've got 8 of them in now. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Anthony Gucciardi, I want to get your take on my whole rant right there about the state of the world, Greece, Russia, all of it. But before we do that, tell folks what we can say on record from Science Daily, the rest of them, from the Mayo Clinic, about the ingredients that are in Prostagard. Tell folks what's in it.
You know, the core message of natural health and of InfoWars Life has always been to be not just life-changing, but to fight back against the numerous methods of attack that we sustain on a daily basis against our bodies. And one of those key things is a hormonal attack that we've talked about, but specifically, I don't think people understand what BPA really is. And every single thing that we do, we are exposing ourselves to these toxic chemicals that we're finding time and time again are damaging things like our prostate. So that's why we developed Prostagard as a way to fight back. Just like all the other products have a purpose to fight back numerous attacks, the prostate is being attacked on a daily basis, and most people don't even realize it. So I wanted to highlight this one article here from Science Daily. It says, BPA linked to prostate cancer study shows. And it goes on to say that not only is exposure to BPA just causing prostate cancer, it can actually be used, basically, levels of BPA in men's urine could be a marker of prostate cancer. So low levels could actually, statistically, if you have low levels of BPA, it's more likely that you're not going to develop prostate cancer. If you have high levels, it's more likely that you
will. Bottom line, most of the microwavable liners have it. Most of the bags you cook in the microwave have it. You are literally getting mega dosages of an estrogen mimicker.
It's beyond that, too.
And again, they had thousands of plastic formulas. We're going to skip the network break. It's so important. They had thousands of plastic formulas. We've talked to the top chemist. They chose this to put it in the food chain. It's in the printer ink. It's in everything to feminize men and to make women ultra feminine. That's why they gain so much weight and then become the hyper female. I can answer the Fed's question. Taxpayers spend $3.5 million to find out why lesbians are so fat. Conversely, gay men end up being very, very skinny. And it all ties into hormone imbalances in most cases. That doesn't mean that some people don't naturally have a proclivity towards same sex. I'm not judging anybody. This is science we're talking about. Go ahead.
That's right. And, I mean, we have the direct connection. Dr. Group's father was one of the individuals who worked to get BPA into the system without knowing what he did. And that's why Dr. Group's life mission has been to help people, because unfortunately his lineage has been developing things for Exxon, different plastics, BPA contaminants.
His dad is one of the inventors on record. You can look up the patent for Exxon before it was Mobil. For BPA.
That made billions of dollars, and he was paid, like, nothing for it. So anyway.
And he was going to go public right before he died.
Yep. That's exactly right. It's a really, really sad story.
Got one of those two-week cancers.
Yes.
Then the FBI showed up,
mm-hmm.
just like Tesla.
And then he died. So this is the real deal stuff. This is real deal. And the FDA looked into banning at BPA because we made such a big deal about it because activism does work.
Yeah, they have banned it in Europe.
Yep, and they've banned it in Canada for most baby formulas. But in the FDA looked at it here in the United States, but they were lobbied so hard by this multi-billion dollar industry that makes money off of BPA. They said, you know what? It's perfectly safe. But that also goes into this. How many of the listeners right now drink soda? A daily serving of soda, daily serving, okay, daily serving, increases aggressive prostate cancer risk by 40%. All right? And that's not just because there's...
That's mainstream studies. We wonder why we're all dying of cancer. They admit the fertilizer they put on corn that they make corn syrup out of. What was the Washington Post headline? The headline, I think, was 90% of corn syrup has high levels of lead and mercury. That was the headline.
Yep, that's pretty much what it is. It's Washington Post. High fructose corn syrup contains mercury. Pretty much all of it.
That's one of the headlines, yeah.
So this obviously ties into that, but also this is from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And the reason
why are you being racist against BPA?
I am being racist, and this is just one serving per day. Imagine how many people are drinking more than that.
Let's just talk about the rebel flag, though, not something giving us cancer on record, dying horribly with tubes all in us, with our children being chopped up, pediatric cancers up 10,000%, Gardasil murdering people. Let's just talk about the rebel flag today.
Yeah, that's a good distraction, or we could talk about, you know, the $3.5 million spent to find out why lesbians are fat. None of this, you know, just like you were talking earlier about the different groups of individuals running things and the different...
They're three times fatter on average.
Right.
Well, because it is genetic. They've been triggered genetically. Genetics loads the gun. Environment pulls the trigger. I mean, the Pentagon admits they have a pheromone spray that will make men violently attracted to other men. It's called the gay bomb. BBC, folks, we're not joking about this. British Broadcasting Company.
Yes. And also, you think about it, at the most base level, anything scientific these days, you're not allowed to talk about in the public. Like, we're not allowed to talk about the BPA that actually makes animals turn gay. That's a whole different story, right? Because that's silly. That's so stupid. That's not real. But it goes into this, too. The deadly pesticides that are in our food and water, like Monsanto's herbicide, which the World Health Organization recently admitted is causing cancer, that's also giving you prostate cancer. And how much Roundup are we eating on a daily basis? I mean, it's in our water supply. It's in every single food we eat, pretty much, that it's loaded inside the GMOs.
And top scientists, now that I was told this by a top banker, I went and researched it, say, we will adapt to it, so we automatically, oh, I don't care if this cigarette's going to kill me and has additives, I'm going to smoke it. Or, oh, whatever, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. We're designed in our development to go through hell, so we kind of like being attacked. No, we don't have to wait till we get the diagnosis and get the cancer. We need to take the stuff out of our lives that's doing this. We need to filter our water. We need to tell folks what's in the prostate guard. Because it's not just the salt palmetto that they admit does this. Tell them what else is in here and why this product's such a bestseller.
Right, and we can talk about the salt palmetto a little bit because it's so powerful. And it's one of those things where, you know, you're going to develop a prostate formula and you say, well, you got to put salt palmetto in it. But we didn't know at the time when we were developing this that lycopene is the new salt palmetto. It's really this pigment that is found in the liver, in your blood, in the prostate, obviously. And we don't entirely know how it works as a function of the human body. But the studies are pretty clear. And we can't totally get into them on air, but lycopene is extremely, extremely powerful. I can read you some documentation about it from the Mayo Clinic. But it is the new salt palmetto. And then the plant sterols in there as well are pretty much the real deal. Alex is... If you're not watching, he's... Basically, chugging Prostagard is, I talk about the benefits. That's what it makes me want to do, too. Sometimes when I talk about these products on air, even though, you know, I'm taking them pretty much on a daily basis.
Even though you're racist.
Even though I'm a racist, I'll talk about them so much that I will go back immediately after this and take a lot of them.
Look, it feels so good because between me and God and everybody else watching, I don't do something that I wouldn't want done to myself. That's why I've got such good luck. Knock on wood. I just praise God for everything, the success, the protection we've been given, the discernment. Every time we have an enemy, all their intel falls on our lap without asking. I've experienced the providence that George Washington experienced. I'm just humbled. And so we only go out and bring you products. That's why the super hippies and the super health conscious people, you go to third-party sites and just read reviews of our stuff. They go, wow, this is really affordable, very competitively priced, a very strong formula. I can't believe that it's Alex Jones putting this out. He's a right-wing nut. I mean, even there, people that don't like me who are total snobs about their supplements are admitting that we put out absolute gold.
You know, I think I'm one of those snobs about the supplements, too. So I like the designation of super hippie as well. There are a lot of people super surprised. I mean, they talk to me on a daily basis. They're like, so Alex Jones is putting out this Prostate Guard or the Superman Vitality? This is amazing. I can't believe this. You know, there's a large group of people that go to InfoWars Life and just cannot actually understand what's going on because they're saying, well, wait a minute. These are the highest quality products. These are higher quality products than some natural health websites out there.
It's because they're cheap. We could make this bottle for $1, including the bottle, or we could put $10 in it and still make a profit and fund things. I mean, why not have the Ferrari of supplements for a Ford LTD price? I mean, it's just called free market domination.
360 win.
Absolutely. InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. The new Prostate Guard is back in. We only got a limited amount because we have to budget things. Who knows? Sometimes something sells out the first time, it doesn't the next. But we now where are we? I know I've scrounged up the money to reorder everything. So when is everything coming in?
We're working on it. There's a lot of stuff that gets sold out because obviously we don't have massive funds to just dump into tons of products. So we have to see how they sell. You know, we have to have waiting lists. That's why BrainForce, you can sign up for the waiting list. You can sign up for the waiting list on LiverShield. All these products that sold out, we need to gauge the, you know, attention to it and the desire.
LiverShield sold out in 4 days.
It did.
BrainForce in 4 or 5 days.
3 days.
Okay. Boy, I miscalculated on that one. And then
it comes down to high quality products, though. You know, we like you said, we could spend $2. We could get tons of more BrainForce in the next day. But instead, it takes 2 to 3 months for every single batch to be done, and we desire that it's super high quality and would demand it. So we're not going to go ahead and say, okay, it's sold out. Let's get the $2 crap from China. We're still going to stay with the high quality product.
And again, we only use grass certified, FDA approved. And by that, by FDA approved, like these are things certified as known as safe supplements.
Right. Generally recognized as safe, processed by either a NSF or a GMP, good manufacturing process.
They test it 2 times, each ingredient. That's what's so expensive. We test it again neurotically, knowing we have enemies that may get our products and spike it for a test. So we have them in a sealed safe, all certified, outside lawyers coming in. I mean, you know we have enemies. So we thank our enemies, helping us even make it better. And we know our enemies are so upset, they haven't been able to, by the grace of God, find anything. In fact, the labs keep freaking out, saying you're even passing California standards on all your products at higher levels. That's why so many products only have one ingredient, because you get one that's clean, but not 10 that are clean. But labs are calling us saying, we've never seen this before. So this is how neurotic we are.
There's a reason that when you go online, personally, I shop for supplements all the time, there's a reason why it'll say, does not ship to California. It's because sometimes we still have to put warnings in because the laws are so ridiculous. But if you cannot ship to California, oftentimes it's because you don't want to deal with Prop 65 or I believe it's 65, where the limits are so low. But oftentimes it's because, like you said, they have to just pick one ingredient or else they can't hit the levels. They are so many massive amounts of heavy.
And let's be clear, the lead levels are so high, they don't care if it's raining in from China in the jet stream or whatever. There's more lead in the air than the California standard.
Right.
There's more arsenic in an apple than the standard.
And is the difference?
But then they'll dump hundreds of chemicals under the name fluoride in your water at thousands of times what they admit is safe, while they won't let you sell products that have any toxins in them. That's so lawyers can get a product, test it, then sue you.
Right, and there's radium in the water supply and antibiotics and birth control, but that's fine. Don't care about that. As long as your supplements can't contain any organic-based metals, right? If there are synthetic and organic metals, if you're in the dirt and you're eating dirt, you're going to have some quote-unquote contaminants, and some of them are actually good for you.
Well, that's what my dad even says as a chemist. He goes, well, son, it's almost like this isn't good. It's so clean. We need some traces of all that. I go, whatever. This is the cleanest stuff that we can find at the highest quality, InfoWarsLife.com. Third hour coming up, going directly to Jason, John, Tom, Walt, Bill, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Good job, Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your head down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.